Perek Beis Mishneches. Page Pei Zion. Okay, Perek Beis Mishneches. Rabbi Yechidin ben Zakkai Kibbel Mehil V'Shamay. Rabbi Yechidin ben Zakkai is the next in line after Hill and Shamay. Rabbi Yechidin ben Zakkai was one of the most unique individuals in Shas. He was next in line from Hillel and Shammai.
The youngest Talmud of Hillel.
Okay. And anyway, Rabbi Yechidin ben Zakkai, the Gemara says, I believe it was in Sukkah, that he didn't leave any part of Torah unmastered. Any part of Torah you could talk about, like we would say, Bavli and Yerushalmi and Midrashim and everything. There's a list. Merkava, all the parts of Torah he studied. He mastered everything.
The Reb Chaim Kanievsky
of his time. Okay, good. So, Hu Hayayimer, listen to what he said. It's appropriate for him to say it. Im lomadeta Torah harbei, al tazge toiva la'atzmecha. If you learned, it says, even if you learned a lot of Torah, don't think that you're great. That's why you were created. Now, the simple meaning is that that's the tachlis of a person, to learn. So whatever you learn is, it's just your job. So don't be haughty. Chaim V'Lajna has a different taich. Chaim V'Lajna points out that it's human nature to compare one's achievements to other people, to judge how well you're doing by looking at the people around you and deciding based on everyone around you how much you've accomplished. So his pshat, I guess we'll see it inside in a second, is lokach neitzarta. Every person is given different gifts of ability to understand, to remember, even to just be able to sit and pay attention. Sometimes a parent tells me about his child, he's very frustrated. The child wouldn't be bright. Okay, he understands, he's not doing well in school. But he's bright and he just can't sit, so he doesn't understand. Well, the response to that is, well, if he wouldn't be bright, you would understand, because you would say he's not given the gift, so he's doing the best he can. Not everyone can sit. It also takes a certain amount of gifts. That's why some people didn't do well in school, despite being extremely bright. Right, Lenny? You've seen people like that. What?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Okay. But it's an important point that kilokach neitzarta. Every person is given different gifts, and to compare yourself to somebody else and say, I accomplished, is inappropriate. That's Reb Chaim V'Lajna's twist, I guess, on this. Let's see it inside. L'madeta Torah harbei. Kamayhu, like him. Shlein yechtavar katnei gadol. He didn't leave anything big or small that he didn't learn. Al tazik toiv la'atzmecha ki l'kach neitzart. What's the line? Kikvar nigzar ala yeled im chacham etipush. It's already in the nature of a person to have certain gifts, certain abilities, and therefore you can't judge how much you've accomplished. Nobody knows how many gifts he got compared to the next person. Oy, or another pshat. Al taimik kivari yotzasi yedecha v'secha l'mash nefrat avura. Don't say, well, I learned enough. I did what I have to do. Don't assume you've done enough. Ki loy kein hu. Because it's not that way. Ki lefi madrei gasecha yedugduk imcha al hashigiyos hakalos v'srashlos alimud. Because based on your unique madrega, Kadosh Baruch Hu judges you for the errors that you made or the weakness in study. And that's what you have to do. You have to do based on your unique ability. Now here, I'd like to share with you a thought on this idea. There's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, it's independently a Gemara in Kiddushin, that says that a person should imagine that the whole world is 50-50. And that whether he's going to make a minyan that day is going to tilt the scale in his favor. Or that he himself is 50-50. And if you go and learn that day, or do a mitzvah that day, that's going to tilt the scale. So a thinking person, certainly a mathematician, wonders, like, how do you fool yourself? It sounds Sounds absurd. Just figure out the math. How many opportunities do you have to do a mitzvah a day? How many opportunities do you have in the Sianis for Averis? And when you start calculating all of the mathematical possibilities, the probability of you being 50-50 at any given time is infinitesimal. It's not likely that anything is 50-50 at any time. Now, it's overwhelmingly which way is something that we can only use our imagination. But to tell somebody, imagine that it's 50-50, what kind of a language is that? So to explain this, there's an idea that the Michtam Eliyahu speaks about often at a great length. He coined the phrase, I wouldn't say it's his concept, but he coined the phrase that every person has what he calls Nekudas HaBechira. The idea of Nekudas HaBechira is an idea that Lekach Neitzar, to everybody is born with his own, that God has his level of expectations from every individual. Each person has, can be quantified in heaven, how much patience he has to learn, how much brains he has to learn, and what his upbringing gives him. Same thing with davening, same thing with being good to other people, with kindness. Everything is balanced. And Kadosh Baruch Hu places everyone in a world of Bechira. Now what does that mean? That means that if you take the world at large, you have a spread, let's say you have one till 100. You take the biggest Rasha in the world and the biggest Tzaddik in the world, and you make 100 or 1,000 lines to say what type of levels a person could be on. At any given time, a person is at a certain point on that bar. On that bar. Every human being is at a certain point, based on all the calculations of his abilities, etc. And that he calls the Kudas HaBechira. That means there are things that are above his Kudas HaBechira. Things God doesn't expect of him. It doesn't go into judgment. I would say the expectation that a person has kavana every word in Shemayin Esrei. For most of us, it's not expected. A person's not, so to speak, judged or punished that he didn't have kavana every word of Shemayin Esrei. Or wasting a minute. We're not on the level to not waste a single minute. That he calls above Yod HaKudas HaBechira. On the scale, on the bar, it's above Yod HaKudas HaBechira. There are things below Yod HaKudas HaBechira, depending on what you're holding. There are certain Nisiyanais that are lower than Yod HaKudas HaBechira. I would think that for all of us, going in and buying bacon or pork would be below Yod HaKudas HaBechira because it's just something that we're not tempted to do. So there's really a small point, which is the Nekudas HaBechira of every individual, and it's fine-tuned to where a person is. Now, hopefully, over his lifetime, a person raises his Nekudas HaBechira. He conquers certain things. And sometimes new challenges. Nekudas HaBechira varies in a lifetime. But at any given time, it's a certain point. And his din on Rosh Hashanah, or his din Lachamei Ve'esrim, is not on the whole big scale. It's not on the whole Mesilas Yesharim, it's not on Precious and Zahiros. It's on the point where he is holding in any given spot. That's his area of Nisayan. And that being the case, and being that God is capable of making a Nekudas HaBechira at a point where it's 50-50, where a person's challenged and drawn in both directions, it would seem to turn out that the likelihood of a person accomplishing 50-50 would be a real possibility. It would seem, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a person at a 50-50 point of the Kudus HaBechira, it would seem odds are that he'll be 50-50. Odds are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kaviyachal expectation, the way he sets the exam, is close to a 50-50 exam for every individual. Now, if that's true, then when we say, imagine it's 50-50, what we're saying is that what God expects of you is these many minutes of learning davening chesed every day, and you have to tilt it a little more within the line of lekach nitzarta, where your ability or the expectations in heaven are for you. And therefore, a person's test is really on something very small. It says, "Lasid lavi, the Rishon will cry, they'll see the Yetzirah is a thread. What's the thread? Someone will think, wow, that, yeah, I did poorly. I was terrible. And when he comes to the Yom HaDin, suddenly he'll see that was expected if it was just a little more, just something more. And the Gemara says the Rishon weep when they see that. That their test wasn't everything, it was just a little something. So therefore, the idea of a Kach Nitzarta, of there being a unique set of expectations for every person, is important. Obviously, we don't know, we're not given an exact, that's my old complaint, that God would just leave a note on my night table every morning and tell me what he expects of me. I think I would do it. I'm not sure. I may be surprised, but I think I would do it. God left a thing, you know, the hour by hour, or, you know, I don't know, minute by minute, but 5 minute by 5 minute, it would be good. But it seems that God wants us to struggle with that also, to work on that also, to figure out, you know, what we're capable of. So that's Rechai V'lozhin is L'kach Nitzarta. Here's one more thought. V'omar ki L'kach Nitzarta. Kine kol odam nivro l'sakein ma. Every person has his own tikkun in the world. Zed over zeh, v'zed over acher. In the world, each person can accomplish something. V'tamat Torah k'neged kulam. V'tzalayim v'mishem v'medrega yaseh gavaya nivro b'shvil ha-Torah. The more a person is capable, the more that he's expected to use his energy on learning. If a person says, I've learned enough to be misakin what I was created for, but that we say that a person can't understand such a thing. Don't say, I accomplished what I was created for. That's one of the famous Gemaras in Erevin. It says that for 2.5 years, Beishame and Beisil had this dispute. If Noyach Leila Adam Shenivra, if human beings are better off having been created rather than not being created, or not. A very, very strange thing to imagine great people spending 2.5 years arguing over. It's a purely philosophical, it seems to be a purely philosophical question, whether human beings are better off having been created or not. It says at the end of the 2.5 years, they all agreed that man is better off, would have been better off not created. But once he's created, you make the most of it. That's the puzzling, the very humbling idea. It seems to say that that we can't make it much better. When you're born, you know, from there on, it sounds like, you know, you can't make it much better. Now, Rishon Salanter has his explanation there. His letters, in Yisrael, he has an explanation of that Gemara that we can't say it's better for a person not to have been created, because God chose to create man, and that can't be. Rechai V'lozhin says this as well. Did God do evil to his creatures by creating them? Now, I'll tell you what Rabbi Salanter says, and we'll try to understand what he's writing. Salanter says that a person is certainly better off having been created. That's why God created us. But the idea that human beings can't appreciate it. Noyach loy la'odah means, does a person appreciate the greatness of the fact that he's created as opposed to not having been created? That idea that a person can expect to appreciate it is what Beisham and Bissell argued about. Whether a human being can stand, can be aimed on the point, the type of creation, is the difficulty. Most of life is, life is full of challenges and disappointments. Everybody has disappointments, and you know, it's the way it is. The way you stand under the chuppah and you look at life is not the way it ends up being. It's just the way it is. We hope we make some things better, and there may be many things better, but they are disappointments. So he says, Rak hakavana, he oya kalv neyach b'yosef b'yashav. It would have been easier. Rak, really would have been easier if God would just send us all straight to Olam Haba. If they were born, you know, so skip this Olam Hazeh part and go to Mashiach. Rak, lebal yeichel minama de kesufa nivra. There's this idea that a person was created not to eat nama de kesufa, which means that a person should deserve Olam Haba rather than get it for free. Now, if you ask most people today, we'd be perfectly okay with getting Olam Haba. You'd take it for free, no? I think we would be perfectly okay with it. But God said that's not what we want. We want that you should earn it. It shouldn't be nama de kesufa, the bread of embarrassment, that you have to take it like a poor man taking it. And therefore, We created. What? Do you have to deserve it? The idea, the way at least it's explained, is this: the idea is that the ultimate toiv is to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is v'alachta b'dracha, being similar to God. Being similar to God involves having your own achievement, your own independent achievement. So a person has to have his independent achievement. How much achievement? L'kach nitzarta, everybody has different expectations for every human being. But each person has to have his place. Rav Pavin is Sefer writes that where a person has netiyah to, his language is zeu hu achizase beitz achayim, his place in Gan Eden is the netiyah he has. Some people have a bigger netiyah towards davening. Some people have a netiyah towards learning. You have a netiyah towards chesed. Now you have to do the fundamentals and everything, but a person's achievements, God gives him a netiyah in that direction. We don't do it for reward. We do it to there's an etzem toiv, there's an independent toiv, and that's why we do it. By definition, if a person is toiv, that is the reward that he achieved becoming a good person.
Right. So we shouldn't care if we got Olam Haba.
Yeah, we should only care if we deserve Olam Haba, not if we get it. We have to be a Bala Medrash to deserve Olam Haba. We're not doing it to for the pleasures of it. Are you missing anything before you're created? Like after your death, and with tzaddik, rak haya dikisufa. Before he's born, everything is good. Rak haya dikisufa, just as embarrassment. Vacha shenivra. So the Gemara ends up that now that he's born, yimashmeish l'sakin l'haba. Barmi la yifashmeish. There are two l'shaydis in the Gemara. Now that you're created, either yimashmeish b'maisav, or yifashmeish, examine. Yimashvesh means look forward and do things right. Yifashvesh means look back. L'sha'avar mashakilkul, look at what you did wrong and try to have charat. Kilkach noitzar. Before he writes, I explained this elsewhere. And we have the second half of the Mishnah, the Chamisha Talmidim. I guess we'll do that, God willing, Thursday night.